Yeah. Happy New Year, Chambra. Happy New Year. Not exactly Archangel Gabriel, but we all get the point, huh? Happy now you're, you paupers, huh? Yes, paupers. A room full of paupers. And not just here in Louisville, Colorado, but all over the world. Yes, honey, that's what we are. The kernels of corn that pop. Boom. Yes, into our divinity. Into the embodied walking masters. Ooh. The sensual embodied walking masters. Yes. So here it is. Shout 5 of the Charisma series. And it's also New Year's Eve. What a transformational time. And can you imagine again 2015, what that's going to look and feel like? I think like never, ever, ever anything before. Truly the most remarkable time in all of creation. Truly. And that, and I think it's going to be a time of such contrast, of change. And here we are, this group that have chosen our embodiment this lifetime. And yet we also have 7 billion people that are going through change. And we're going to see both ends of the spectrum. But really, we're the ones that are helping to facilitate the movement into the new energy. The Crimson Circle, the Chambra that are gathered here. And let's take a breath with that. Ah. And I don't want to take any more time because Jeff Linder here, and as you may have read in the Chambra magazine, we do have an update about the Crimson Circle. So let's bring Jeff and Linda down. Let's give them a wide celebration.
Happy New Year!
Hi, David. Thank you. Happy
David,
New Year.
David.
Thank you.
We love you, but don't ever do that again. You sound like a chipmunk in heat.
Yeah. You know, actually, I was standing at the back of the room watching the introduction with David and feeling the beautiful energy of the room, but I did happen to wonder, what if somebody was tuning in for the first time?
What
if somebody told them, oh, you got to go to this webcast. They do it once a month, and it's this spiritual group in Colorado, and you got to listen. It's just profound. And they see. They know they're in the right place because we do have fun. You know, this journey is not always easy, contrary to what Master A says, it has.
What people want to believe.
It has its challenges.
Just it does.
In the men's room, you know, because guys, you know, we chit chat in the men's room. We do. We
That's
do.
That's creepy.
And the men's room.
What do you
room,
talk about?
Guys were saying, you know, it's been a tough year. I mean,
what guys?
Fast pace, tough. I'm not going to reveal names here.
Oh,
no names.
Wow.
If you want to know, they're written on the stall. With phone numbers, yeah. Okay, it starts name. But anyway, glad you're here. Glad everybody showed up and welcome everybody online. Hello. It has been really cold here.
How
in
cold
Colorado.
Has it been, Jeffrey?
Well, officially it has been last night in Denver set an all-time record of -19 below zero.
That sucks. That doesn't sound like that's meant for humans to
For
experience.
Those of you outside the U.S., that's -26.3 Celsius. That is
crazy
cold. And it wasn't just, you know, cold. It was the coldest ever recorded in Denver. Up at our house, it was -17. And it was cold. It was so cold, Linda. It was so cold that the geese asked me for the feathers back from my down jacket.
Well, did you find this online?
It was so cold, I saw a snowman trying to break into somebody's house. It was so cold that the politicians actually had their hands in their own pockets.
You practiced this.
It was, no, I didn't. I'm trying to remember. Okay. It was so cold that we had a very special guest who are going to be here for the next 4 to 6 weeks come in from Israel on Monday, freezing cold. Yoham arrived to this wonderful call. They had that, not just a look of jet lag, you know, flying 24 hours from Israel, but they had that look of, what the? And we're like, well, yeah, this is Colorado in the winter. It's always like this, you know, for 8 months.
You're supposed to look at how lucky we were, because 100 years ago, you would have just flipped and died.
True, true.
So see, this was high class.
But it was unusually cold, kind of an interesting way to end the year. I'm still cold. I mean, no, and here it's nice, Edith, very nice. But it's just like you get that cold in you, and it's just hard to get out.
Well, there's pictures online, and good pictures. Pictures of Jeff on his tractor. He was plowing when it was 15 below zero.
That was a little chilly.
Which is pretty crazy.
A little chilly, yeah.
He was definitely.
It was so cold. Anyway, we want to welcome everybody here. This is kind of a historic event also, not just because of the cold. It is the first time we've done a shoud on any day other than a Saturday. Wow. It's kind of like we really messed up Shabbat, you know, and Sabbath. I was trying to be Hebrew here. But Sabbath,
was that, funny?
That was funny. So we decided to change it to today because it's the 31st. And because we thought, why don't we combine a shoud with a party? What a concept.
And, yeah. And Yelda. Never lost, the reason we could do this meeting on December 31st on, what is today, Thursday?
Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. It doesn't matter to me. On Wednesday, the reason this is so special is because we can do this because of all the wonderful donations and support that came from Chambra to create this studio that gives us that kind of ability to go with the flow and to do what feels good for all of us, for all of Chambra. So thank you for everyone that made this studio possible this year.
Absolutely. And if you're not here in Colorado, not here at the studio, we're going to keep the cameras open for good or bad after the shout. We're going
to
keep it open through the party, through the setup. There's some of you that probably shouldn't be here. And you're going to be on television. And we'll have it through the Yoham concert tonight. So, So quick, you know, right home. Tell everybody you're going to be on TV.
Greet the auditorium?
Yes, please. We have we have a lot to cover. Linda and I want to save some time at the end to talk about Crimson Circle. So go ahead. You look short today. I was just going to mention.
I know.
And you have boots on, too.
Yeah, but they're only 3 inches.
Okay. And don't back into that.
Why?
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're worried? Okay. From Norway, I believe.
Norway.
Tove, is that you, sir? Who's Tove? Are you here?
From Norway? Anybody here from Norway?
No. Not
yet. It was too cold.
No, it's warmer in Norway than it is here.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, Alexandra, is she here from Romania? No. Okay, Virginia from Switzerland.
All right. Yay.
Woo! It is definitely warmer in Switzerland.
Good to see you.
We saw you in Egypt.
Yeah.
Okay, and then from Flagstaff, Arizona, Gloria. Are you here, Gloria? Here we go. Hi, Gloria.
Good to see you. Is it colder in Flagstaff than here?
One foot of snow.
Wow.
Flagstaff gets pretty cold, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. From Kentucky, we have Anya. Are you here, Anya? Yeah.
Yay. Good to see you again. Welcome back.
From Maryland, Peggy. Peggy Hart. Where are you, Peggy? Hi,
Peggy. Good to see you.
From New York. New York City. We have
live
Jaime.
From New York City.
Jaime. Where are you, Jaime? Jaime's not checked
all
in
that build up.
Jaime's late.
You know how they are in New York, you know.
Yeah.
But Jeff came instead.
Instead?
Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Good to see you. Go ahead. Jeff, where are you from? Ah, Boulder. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank
Good
you for
you.
Being here. Good to see you. I think he's. Is this your first time? First timer. Be nice to him.
Yeah.
Don't scare him. Okay.
And welcome everybody who are listening in online. We're glad to have you here. You can probably feel the energy of the Crimson Circle Connection Center and all the beautiful souls who are here today. They just want to get through our little talk, the channel, so we can party, because you can smell the food, you can see the wine, so everybody's like, come on, let's get this over with.
We could just
suspend everything right now.
I got a lot of emails from people from all over the world, particularly Europe, that were mentioning the fact that they were excited about the Shoud, because the Shoud would end right about at New Year's time, their time.
Yeah.
So they really liked the idea because of the time difference that they're connecting in at really a perfect time.
So every hour on the hour, we're going to celebrate New Year's here for someplace in the world. So. Okay, so moving right along, we are in the Charisma series. Interesting message last month. It was Charisma Series 4. So we're going to take a brief look because I rarely remember what was said, and you might not either. So let's take a look at this video recap from the Charisma series.
Okay. We can do it.
Life is good. Life is good. Ha. Let's take a deep breath with that. Life is good and easy. Really is. We're going to talk about today why sometimes it appears to be difficult. Why sometimes you make it difficult. But it's actually quite easy. I'm going to ask you to feel that for just a moment, if you would. Life is easy. Oh, you can give me 1,000 reasons why it's not. You can tell me about your past. You can share with me your concerns about the future, but it's easy. It really is. The question that I have for you, can you handle that? Before you answer, I want you to really feel into that. Can you handle life being easy and abundant and free and different? Can you handle that? You say yes, but evidence would prove otherwise. That's where we're going. And it sounds beautiful. You say, oh, yeah, that's what I want. But in order to get there, we have to let go of some things. We have to have a vision of life being easy, which it is. We have to not fall into the very dense gravity of mass consciousness. That's actually easy, but at first it's uncomfortable. I love the holidays because so often, too, it reminds you of the past when things were actually a lot more magical on the planet. So magical this end of the year is. Maybe it's because you've worked so hard during the year, stressed and doubted and spend grueling hours at work that you may not even enjoy, dealing with relatives. Well, you have to do that in holidays too, but such a magical time of the year where you just let down the guard a little bit. Little children and even some adults believe in Santa Claus. You believe in magical things happening. You believe in miracles. Earlier today, I came through what we'd call a homeless person standing on the street corner down here with their little cardboard sign. Yeah. And the cardboard sign said, I just need a miracle. Didn't say I just need money. Now, that's a first. Said, I need a miracle. And you know what? Miracles do happen. Miracles aren't like from an angelic source or spirit or anything like that. Miracles are simply things that you don't otherwise understand. You don't understand how it happened. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you have to know the details of how something or someone came into your life. A miracle occurs when you're willing to get out of the old limitations, when you're willing to go out of your mind, when you're willing to go out of character, that character that you identify with so much. Suddenly, the miracles happen because you're more available to the energies that were just waiting for you. Just waiting for you. It's all there. That's why I say it's easy. I use this term kasama, which some would translate to the word kismet, which means destiny, but not the regular linear destiny. Kasama is the destiny of the soul. My dear friends, to my point, commitment. Every one of you has made a commitment in this lifetime that this is it. Nothing else. Nothing else. You made a commitment before this lifetime. You made a commitment in a previous lifetime, in between lifetimes. When you were a little baby, you had that commitment. This is it, all or nothing. That fire that rages in your heart and in your very being is what brought you here. That commitment that this is the lifetime. The lifetime. Commitment that you're not going to squander it. That you're not going to let yourself get distracted. The commitment that this is it. All or nothing. So deep in your veins. So much a part of everything you've done in this lifetime. It's the only thing. And my dear friends, Santa Claus or not, Adamus or not, it's here. It's done. There's nothing that you have to work at anymore. There's nothing that you have to study. It's the time of the realization what already is. I used this term, kasama, with Kihak recently. We're going to be experiencing that, all of us, in a variety of different ways. It's what has already been done, already there. Whether it's enlightenment, whether it's a few extra dollars in your pocket, whether it's your health or your light body or any of that, it's done. It came through a vision, through a desire. It's there, not out there. That wild expression of creativity or abundance or knowingness or simplicity doesn't need to be out there, out in the distance. Nothing to strive for. It's here. Kasama is the destiny of the soul. Now, I've said many times, there is no destiny, there is no fate, not in linear terms. There's nothing out there, there's nothing, there's not the higher hand guiding your life and making things happen. There's no angelic council or alien beings or beings under the ground or even government beings that are manipulating your life. There is no outside destiny, but there is the soul destiny. There is what is already within you, Edith, already done. The money, and money is just the tip of the iceberg, but the realization. I've done, and we've all done, an effective job in these past 5 years of weeding out, letting go, pushing away those who weren't committed. There's no room in Crimson Circle for those who are not absolutely committed to their enlightenment. This isn't a sideshow. This is not entertainment. Well, it's entertainment, but it's more than entertainment. This isn't just another distraction. This is it. This is it. As I've told Caldra and some of the other Shambra, it's the year, it's the time, it's the right now. When the popcorn starts popping, when it's been heating up, you know how it is when you put that popcorn in the kettle and it starts heating and you wonder when will those kernels ever start popping. particularly if you're really hungry and it's late at night and you've got the movie playing and you just want those kernels to start exploding with creative orgasm. And then... but I say that. And I start out our session today by saying it's really quite easy, and you're all, it's easy. But then, when it comes to you, when it's right there, ready to be realized, you start with the excuses and the buts and let's wait or I don't knows or whatever. My dear friends, Santa Claus is real, very real. You could say Santa Claus is within you. You helped to create it with your wonderful childlike childhood beliefs in Santa Claus. It's right here. And where we are going is realizing it. I don't want to hear any more excuses, any more buts. All the tools are here. And it's just now letting yourself explode into who you are. Yeah, a beautiful explosion into self. Great, and thank you to Vicki for putting together the video. It's always good to be reminded of what we did last time. Okay, we're going to go right into recent events. Last month, no traveling, no workshops that I remember. But we did.
But you don't even remember the last show. Why would you remember a recent event?
That's true. But we did have a great Christmas party, so we have a very, very short little just a photo recap.
We have one
photos
recent
by
event.
Dave Schemmel.
One recent event. That is the prettiest cast I've ever seen on something broken in my life. I never would have imagined.
Betty,
that's
yeah,
a recent
wow.
event.
Wow. You show the camera so everybody
up,
can see it?
Stand up. Show.
Wow. I thought that was just a fashion statement, but that's really a cast.
Yeah.
You did a number on your arm. Wow.
The ice. Slipped on the ice. She's not used to the ice.
Ah, yeah.
Thank you.
In cold weather, or when the temperatures get below freezing, there comes to be a surface of ice, and you have to be very careful.
She now knows this.
You realize that. So, we send you a lot of blessings for your arm. Can we sign it later? Oh, good.
No, Adamus only.
Adamus only. Okay.
Did you bring your glitter marker?
So if we could get the lights down, a very short video just from last, earlier this month, actually, the Christmas party.
Ah.
Yeah. Into upcoming events, and we have quite a few things, a few new things as well. We'd like to mention the very first of these is the Yoham Experience right here in the Crimson Circle studio, January 11th. A full day, I believe, like from not what times? 9 to 3 or 4? 9:30 to 4, right here in the studio. A full day of being in that energy of
a week from
yoga.
Saturday. Starts a week from Saturday.
I'm so mixed up on the times. I keep thinking it's Saturday.
It's on the Crimson Circle website. The easiest way to find it is to look on the calendar of events.
Yeah.
It's on the store calendar.
So especially for everybody here local, they're here coming in from Israel. Great time to get together for a full day workout.
They've done these kinds of things before with other Shambra outside of the U.S., and it's always well-received, and people really love the results.
Really popular, yeah. Okay, and then they're going to be joining us, going to be in Costa Rica in March, going to be doing a workshop from March 1st through the 7th, pretty intensive.
You're creating a distraction for my birthday, really.
You're invited. So if you want to know any more about that particular workshop, make sure to check the Crimson Circle website or the Yoham Works website, which is healingworldmusic.com. I should have had that on the slide, but do check it out. Okay, a couple other things that we have coming up here, of course, coming up in just about 2 weeks.
That's almost creepy. That looks like something from a doctor's office.
We have a look into 2015 and beyond.
Oh, I love the graphic.
The Kronos. Do you want to see
that
again?
Cool, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I won't interrupt anymore. Let me see that again.
You got to really focus on it.
That was cool.
It took a while. It took me a while to figure this out.
That was cool.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now, but the part she likes.
Wow.
Oh,
without smoking.
Man. Yeah. Only in Colorado. Pronos is going to take a look at what's ahead for the next year. Really the energy and trends. It's not predictions, but it's more trending, but energy trending. We look into the essential parts of what's going on in 2015.
We're very much anticipating that, you know.
It is January 17th through the 18th right here in the studio. You can also watch it online, and it will also be broadcast in Spanish. With Billy doing
good.
The translating.
Billy.
Thank you, Billy. Nobody ever notices Billy. She's back there in the booth and kind of hidden.
They hear her.
Hidden
if they
back there.
Understand Espanol.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
They're
okay.
Beautiful daughters.
We've got a great lineup for Pronos. Patricia Auberdeen, best-selling author of the books Megatrends 2000. Jim Self, who I think most of you know, and I truly admire him and his work.
Mastering Alchemy.
Dr. Doug Davies with astrology. He's also a neurologist and funny.
And been part of the Crimson Circle from the very beginning. We actually met him when we were still doing Cryon events. Yeah,
absolutely. Of course, Linda, myself, and that last person.
Momo's here. Whoa, everybody, hey, I'm lying. Momo's here.
Nothing like coming in late. Like having Linda acknowledge
that. Momo had to work.
That's right. It's a Wednesday, not a Saturday. Good to see you, Momo. Sorry that you're for the embarrassment, but, you know.
Now he likes it.
Anyway,
yeah, he doesn't mind.
You can participate live in Pronos right here at the studio or watch online. Either way, you get 90-day access to the video files.
Well, you know, we did it last year, and it was a very popular event. So much of it has become so real. We understand what it all meant. So I think a lot of us are really anticipating what is Pronos 2015 going to mean.
Yeah, and last year was phenomenal. This year, I think, is going to be even better.
I hope that's good news.
Yeah. No, the event. I don't know about the year, but the event anyway. Okay. Following that is Quantum Allowing. We've done this around the world in many different locations. In January, we're going to be doing it right here in Colorado. So if you live anywhere in the States, or actually anywhere, but if you're in the States, make sure to attend Quantum Allowing. I consider it one of the core courses right now for Crimson Circle.
Truly.
And, you know, I know we all know what allowing is, but in Quantum Allowing, we get very, very deep into it. We're going to be working with wonderful Yoham for that experience right here in the studio.
It's a very deep experience and a very individual experience is what everyone that attends tells us and what we experience ourselves.
And you do have to have taken sexual energy school to be able to attend. And I also want to mention that in the surveys we do, it comes back 84% of the people that have taken it say it's life-changing. So it's pretty a pretty good endorsement.
Yeah.
Okay. Following that is Threshold up in Canada. Yes, Canada in February. But the resort was so...
It's just a little bunch of beverages that'll spill.
Yeah. And the resort was so good and so conducive the last time we did Threshold up in Lake Okanagan, British Columbia, Canada, we said, we're going to go back.
It's an amazing spa space for doing this at this time of year.
It won't be any colder than it was here the last couple of days.
No, actually, Kelowna was warmer than it was here, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think any place in the world was colder than what we had
well,
in here.
Well, something must be connecting with people because we only have four spaces left.
Yeah, we do. Four spaces left. And
it's limited.
We're also going to have, for the first time at Threshold, music with Gerhardt and Anat. So it'll be really a treat to do that. Okay, following that, hopefully going to warmer weather. Yes, we're going to go to Colombia in March. This is the first time we've announced this at a shout. We're going to be doing Consciousness Unleashed in the Medellin area in Colombia. We've been there quite a few times to Medellin. Love the Colombians.
Wonderful.
Love the area.
A lot of passion.
And there will be Spanish translation.
The hotel is a very nice place. It's a nice, small, in the country. So we would invite you that if you're interested, to please don't delay signing up because there are a limited amount of rooms and they'll release the block. So if you think you might be coming to Medellin, please don't wait too long to make your reservation.
A beautiful area.
Very beautiful area.
Great group of chamber there. Okay, following that, another warm weather location is going to be for...
These must be the ones I'm scheduling.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be for the Kasama Workshop in Kauai, in the Hawaiian Islands. And we're going to be working with Adamus, Merlin, and Saint Germain. So it's going to be a good workshop. I don't know how many spaces we have left, but I think there's still about 20.
Yeah, there are quite a few left.
But if you're interested in signing up, now that the holidays are almost over, it's time to sign up because I always hate it when people are disappointed and they wait too long and they can't get in.
Kauai is a very nurturing place, a birthing place. Anytime you want to attend something where you want to take time to integrate.
Hey, there's other people coming in late. You could embarrass them too.
Oh, hi! Hi, Leslie! Hi, how are you? Glad you could make it.
Linda decided she's going to embarrass everyone coming in late today, but you guys were working, so that doesn't count.
Okay,
I will only
mention Leslie. I won't mention the other two. Okay.
So anyway, it's in Kauai, beautiful spot. I think it's our 10th or 11th year in a row that we've gone there because we
year
love it.
Every year since 2002, 12th
We love it, yeah. Okay, what else do we have?
Amio
Retreat. I'm not going to say much about it because it's sold out. It's in Italy. It's amazing. We're working with Johan.
Great part of the world.
94% excellent rating for the Adamus channels from last year. It was a beautiful event. I love Tuscany.
Don't need to talk about it because it's sold out. But
wait, there's more.
Okay, next month we'll officially announce it. We'll send the angel notice. So, I'm not going to knock it over.
No, I wanted to sit down.
Oh, I was just trying to be irritating. Okay, so what we are going to announce, we'll send the angel notices out and then send the notice out for it. We are going to do a Consciousness Unleashed on Kos Island in Greece. Oh, there are people that know where that is. In Greece. And it'll be the weekend before. The shout is the first weekend. I think it's that very next weekend. But we will send out the information on it. Watch for it. The angel notices will go out next week. And once the angels have that, then we'll send it out. Then it'll be open to everyone. So we're looking forward to that. It'll be 2 days on Kos Island in Greece, which is supposed to be a really delightful place.
We were in Athens, I think about 6 years ago, and I love the energy there. And I know we've been trying to get back, particularly to one of the islands.
We have a great host, Maria. We always have great hosts, but Maria is the one that's been putting this together and really convinced us that we needed to try to go there. And she claims that it's nothing like Athens, that it is just a delight, and that she thinks we're going to be really blown away.
Oh, it's relaxing, good food, a lot of fun. So that's coming up. We'll announce it in about maybe a week or 10 days.
Yeah.
We'll put out the initial
announcement. Bonnie's going to get those notices out to the angels pretty soon.
Yeah. Okay.
She has to have the information to do it, though.
Good. On the Cloud Class.
Whoa. Wow, you've got a lot of stuff going on.
I know. A lot of announcements. So playing in the Cloud Class right now is something that's actually gotten to be very, very popular. It's the Timeless Class. This was from the recent Egypt trip. Amazing, amazing channels. It's now available in the Cloud Class. It features Adamus, Merlin, Kathumi, and Saint Germain. A lot of information about time, very, very different, interesting perspective about time and how it influences our reality. I think, as you all know, with Adamus's message recently, a lot of it's about going beyond time. He says time is like a form of gravity that kind of holds us into old realities. So this is a beautiful class.
And everyone is giving back really incredible feedback. You know, we always wonder, is it going to be what it was like for those of us that were in Egypt? And everyone that's experiencing it is really saying it's really quite an experience as a cloud class.
And I'm always concerned because, like, I think if you're not there live, you know, are you still going to get it? But the feedback we're getting, the people who are listening to it, are saying there's still so much energy and information in it. So it's available on the cloud class. We changed the cloud class. We added some new technology. So you have 90 days from the time you sign up. Yeah. Well,
genius.
We were a little bit restricted before. There was a 90-day window. You had to sign up and watch it. So if you signed up, let's say, you know, 30 days after it started, you got robbed on 30 days. So now it's 90 days from the day you sign up.
It's new technology. I think it's because of Shambra that it was created.
I think so.
Yes. All that moaning and groaning, it really worked.
It got us to do something. Wow. Okay, moving right ahead to the next thing. It's time for a little Shambra news.
Good news?
Sad news. Sad news.
All that.
This is the last webcast, the last episode on the Awakening Zone.
This shout
right here. After 4 years, we decided to close it down. We'll explain a little bit more about that, but it's kind of like bittersweet. You know, it's interesting to be moving on, but there are so many beautiful programs that were done on the Awakening Zone.
We loved it. We really, really loved it, and really invested love, heart, energy, and money. And then it just changed.
Yeah. But that's a tough thing to do, but I think it's a good example for all of us. It was something we really did love. I mean, the staff just jumped into it, but we also knew it was time to move on. So it was releasing something that you're close to, but you know, just isn't serving you anymore. Ew. Also, make sure to check out the award-winning Shambra magazine. New issue just came out yesterday. Beautiful design and graphics, great articles. Truly, it's a labor of love, and particularly with Gene Tinder as the editor, Mark Ritter doing all the artwork, articles from Shambra. It's really good.
Adama says it is the best spiritual magazine on the planet.
Yeah. He said it was the only spiritual magazine on the planet. So.
We know that's not true.
And just as a reminder that we're going to be webcasting our party tonight. You know, it's not going to be emceed unless somebody here volunteers to do that, which I shouldn't have even said that.
We're
just going to keep the cameras open unless somebody wants to grab the mic and do, yes, and we're here at the Crimson Circle Connection Center, and there's David drinking his fourth glass of wine, and it's only 5 o'clock, but it is New Year's. So anyway, so think about it. Pardon?
It's time.
Oh, I know it's time. Okay, really quickly, anything else? Oh, a very special thanks to all those who are Crimson Circle Angels. We truly appreciate you. It's through your contributions, your energy support that we're able to do the things that we're able to do. And you can sign up to be a $22.44 or $99 a month angel. It supports the Crimson Circle.
You really make a difference, and we can't thank you enough. So we'll try to thank you every month to know that it's never taken for granted.
Never
it's
taken
appreciated.
For granted.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now let's move to the next topic. We're going to talk a little bit about Crimson Circle and the direction we're taking, where things have come and gone. So I'm going to let's all take a good deep breath as we kind of transition. Talking about Crimson Circle. Mm. You know, I think everybody knows we started in 1999 in a teepee, literally, down in Southern California, or Colorado, an Indian teepee.
Not toilet paper, an Indian teepee.
Yeah, we've been doing a few channels before then, but we kind of marked that on August 21st, 1999, as the official start, because after that we did channels on a regular basis and everything kind of coalesced. We moved out of our living room shortly after that, moved to beautiful Coal Creek Canyon Community Center, where we spent a lot of years, had a lot of great memories. And those early years were, with Tobias, were really the time of awakening for a lot of us and reuniting with each other. To this day, I don't know how it happened because we didn't plan it. We didn't think about it. Linda and I were both kind of doing other things, had other careers, and Crimson Circle just started growing.
Created itself, literally. And we just allowed it to happen.
Yeah, we had a website, but we didn't know much about websites at the time like we do now. We weren't trying to promote it because it was just kind of a little bit of a hobby for Linda and I at the time. And suddenly, it just blossomed.
Chambra went viral.
It really did. And it went worldwide, which really amazed Linda and I, because the only language we speak is English. Linda's learned swear words in Spanish and a few other things, thanks to some of you.
In your coaching.
Yes.
Thank you, Chambra, for your coaching.
Thank you. But it went international very, very quickly, and Linda and I suddenly found ourselves traveling around the world. And what we noticed right away was the consistency with Chambra, the thing that makes Chambra Chambra. And whether we were in Japan or Germany or Brazil or any place else, there was this amazing kind of similar desire. And it was like, no matter where we went with Chambra, we know each other.
There's a look in the eyes, even.
Yeah.
When you stand out. It's just
that's starting. Why I love when Gene does the Face of Chambra videos. You can just see it in the eyes. And but there was such a similar desire, and we kind of grouped, you know, with the whole Tobias energy, and it was very beautiful. But I realized that we'd all made a commitment. We'd probably all been together at one time or the other, whether it was Atlantis or Egypt or in the time of Yeshua. But we said, we're coming back. We didn't know the date or the year or how, but we said, we're coming back and we're going to do this thing, whatever it is. We're going to do it. And that really brought things together. So often now, people that are just getting into spiritual teaching or channeling will come to Linda and I and say, so how did you guys do it? You know, what do I need to do? And it's like, I don't know. It just happened, which
we
think is the best way.
Yeah, we didn't do it. We allowed it.
Yeah, we allowed it, and that's a good way to put it. And I think it was because of all of our desire for this thing we now call embodied enlightenment. I think it's really moved fast. It grew so fast.
Actually, that's been the challenge. It hasn't been to do it. It hasn't been to create it or make it happen. It's been to keep up with it.
Yeah. And back in the early days, Susie was helping. I think it was kind of part-time.
Oh, my gosh,
Michelle,
she did everything.
Michelle was doing the website and things. But she had another full-time job. She was volunteering. And it just started to grow so fast.
John Kaderka was a volunteer.
John
for
was
many
handling
years.
The electronics and so many of you a part of that early stage, and it just blossomed. And David, helping out with everything, it was amazing. Linda and I literally had to scramble along with the rest of the staff to keep up with it. That was truly the problem, and to try to comprehend what was really going on. Well, it was quite a huge change when Tobias left. That was a really big change, and I remember a lot of people right up until 2 minutes before Tobias went on stage, people were saying, is he really leaving, or is this kind of like a setup? And I'm like, no, he is really leaving. We didn't know what was going to happen next, and those first couple of months with Adamus were pretty rocky for all of us, particularly for Edith and myself. They were really rocky because we were used to a style with Tobias, and Adamus came in very, very different. A lot of people left. A lot of people that we had known for a long time that were part of the Crimson Circle, they didn't like the style. And I should have to admit that I didn't particularly like it either.
But consider the dramatic change that even up until that point when, you know, you had always channeled closed-eyed. And it was even before Tobias left, the Adamus channels that you did do were closed-eyed,
yeah.
Like the Dreamwalk and stuff like that. So this was incredibly different because there was, everyone was invited to be present. There's that eye to eye, that face to face, and you, you don't just drift off. You are present. And that was a dramatic shift.
Dramatic. And Adamus insists that everybody be very present. And he uses a variety of antics, I'm going to call them, everything from being very provocative, sometimes entertaining and
amusing. Oh, like blasting a giant glass vase.
Things like that.
Throwing water.
All really in answer to our desire for embodied enlightenment. And working with Adamus over these past years, it's gotten very, very focused on this whole thing.
It's gotten our attention.
It's gotten our attention.
Yeah,
and he continues to try to run people off at the beginning of this year. He did. He said, everybody leave and don't come back unless you're absolutely committed to this. And energetically, it was a huge turning point. Huge. And this year has kind of shown it. So a lot of changes. But what's happened over the years is that Crimson Circle, through the staff, through all of you, Linda and I, we've maintained very high standards of what we do. Chamber demands it, that when we do a studio, we do a studio. When we do a workshop, it's done with a lot of attention to detail and a lot of professional organization out of honor to the attendees. When they show up, they know it's going to be a safe space. They know everything's being taken care of so they can go through their experience very, very safely. That's such a important part, I know, for all of the staff and anyone involved, whether they're translators or web hosts. It has to be high standard work. And also, we have the utmost compassion and honor for all who walk this path, for all Chambra. And I think that's so important, and it's discussed all the times during our staff meeting, is we understand what you're going through, because we're going through it also. We understand the difficulties and the doubts and the challenges, because we're going through it, and our commitment is to address those needs and to be here in service. The Crimson Circle is truly in service for all Chambra.
Well, and you consider that we have this incredible staff that does whatever they can to take care of this global audience. And if you can imagine, a global audience means that there are people contacting us 24/7 with something special they need or want. So having that kind of a staff that's really willing to support that has been always a major, major accomplishment, and something that I think Jeff and I are really, really proud of.
Crimson Circle is financially sound. There's some years where we make a little money. Some years we lose a little money. It's not our goal to try to make a big profit, because whatever we do make, we put back into the programs for Chambra, for Crimson Circle. We have excellent business management programs. We have a business consultant, a business manager. Linda and I come from a business background. We make about $2.5 million a year in revenue. We spend about $2.5 million, and it's very deliberate. We track how we're doing financially. We know how much we're able to put back into services for Chambra.
We run it in a very sustainable manner.
Yes, and we are a business. We are a for-profit business intentionally, because that way then the government doesn't regulate how you operate. Well, we're free to operate any way we want to because we're for-profit. But in a way, we act like a nonprofit, meaning that whatever extra funds there are go back into services for Chambra. And I'm very, very proud of our business background. The business supports the work. It's not the business that's the most important, but it supports the work, and it allows us to do what we're able to do.
Well, it's that business that costs money that allows us to give away 85% of what we have is actually given away for free.
Once in a while, people say, well, it's all about the money. And to a degree, yes, the money is important, because we do have a staff of 11 people that we have to pay. We have a lot of costs and things that we do. So, yeah, we do have to be very, very wise about the money. But on the other hand, we have a consciousness of abundance. We know it's going to be there. We know that it's going to work out. But, you know, once in a while, there are those people who say, wow, yeah, you charge so much. Well, we know so well how much we have to charge for a workshop or a product or things like that. And we don't normally talk about it, but just running our website alone costs thousands and thousands of dollars a month. Plus, we're paying bills at the end of the year, $15,000 a year just for streaming services, and then we have servers and all this other stuff. So it's very, very expensive. But again, I go back to our quality standard. When we do something, we want to do it right, because that's what each and every one of you and us deserve. We use excellent resources and technologies for what we do. And again, just what's come to be with Crimson Circle is it's a really professional organization that has tremendous compassion and understanding for Chambra, because we are Chambra. Taking a look into the coming year or years, we've gone through a lot of discussions lately, and a lot of it prompted by Adamus, but all of our focus and our resources are going to go towards realization, or what Adamus calls embodied enlightenment. We're moving totally away from, I think, what you would call the new age, or even spirituality. I don't know if there is even a word to describe what we're doing, but it's certainly not new age, which we discover sometimes when we do other.
I'm going to add to that. That's the funniest part of all. When we hear, I'm trying to think of a nice word, but I don't know one. When we hear criticism, and some of the strongest criticism, ironically, will actually come from other new age ideals and people, which just blows my mind. But that's sometimes where the biggest criticism comes, because they're not tuned in. It's just, we're a different channel. We're wired different. And the more time goes on, I don't realize it so much until we start interacting outside of what we do with other people and other groups. And then it's like, oh my God, it is different. And I don't mean it demeaning to anyone. It's just a fact. It's just true. You can feel it and you know it. You all know it. You're different.
Well, we've taken, yeah, you know it.
Yeah, see, you're laughing. You know what it means. You know exactly what it means. And you don't have to say a word. You just feel it in your heart. You know it.
We've taken a good hard look at the resources that we have financially and personnel and everything else. And we said we have to devote everything towards this realization, what David referred to before as the poppers, or what, Dhamma says, we're like popcorn. It's getting heated up, but this next year, he says, it's going to start popping. So we had to let go of, like, the awakening zone and some of the other things that were really fun to do. But when we looked at awakening zone, there was so much on it that was distraction. It was good. There were great hosts on there, but a lot of it just wasn't consistent with absolute embodied enlightenment. And that's the key point. That's what we're going to be focusing our energies on, our attention on, our focus, and everything else. Yay. Mm-hmm. You say yay now, but.
Yeah. Be careful.
Our commitment is to stay true to Chambra's heartfelt desire for realization. As you know, it's very easy to get distracted, and I get distracted, and Linda and the staff members, we kind of cross-check each other all the time, saying, is that really in focus with embodied enlightenment, or is it just a nice distraction? Oh, some of those distractions are so wonderful and so comforting, but we realize we have to stay true to the very reason why you're here, why all of you are here on the planet right now, is for realization, for embodied enlightenment. So there's going to be a lot of things that we aren't going to do, we can't do. We get a lot of requests from Chambra. Let's try this project or that. We have to look at it and say, it could be fun, it could be profitable, but if it's not in alignment with the realization, we just can't devote any resources to it. The studio here is a great example of what does work, what is in focus. It allows us to do a variety of events and webcasts and different things and connect very, very quickly. We opened the studio about 6 months ago, and I love the place. It's our home, but we can also come here at any moment and do recordings or workshops and connections around the world. So something like this is very focused.
You can feel that. I know you can feel that.
And a big point here is that we respect that Crimson Circle is not for everyone. We don't try to go out and recruit. We never have done that type of thing. We don't ask you to get on your bicycles and go knocking on doors, even in Boulder, which...
You just had to go there.
But there's no recruiting. The people who find Crimson Circle, find Chamber, do it energetically.
We're not even, you know, there's a lot of people out there doing spiritual work where they have to save you. You need their technique to save you. They're, you know, as Adamus like to say, they're macchio, they're healing waters and oils, and, you know, that's just not where we're focused. It's all about each of us being self-empowered and really us organizing our journey. If I get a massage, it's because I want a massage and I know what it's going to do for me, not because they're going to heal me or save me or whatever.
There's a lot of spiritual groups out there, and it's very important that we honor and respect them for what they're doing. But it's also very important to realize that we're not going to serve everyone. We're not a kind of a catch-all New Age organization. Very, very specific. And Adamus said it best about a year and a half ago. He said, I don't care if it's just five people. I don't know why the number five, but I don't care if it's
because
just five.
I think he was that clear about it.
I think
it's
because
that's
how many fingers were on my hand, that it was rather convenient for him to say five.
So, does that mean he won't be doing any Atlantean, Lemurian, changing, serving, saving the world?
No. And once in a while people are like, well, let's go open portals or let's go do saving the dolphins. And it's like, you know, actually it's kind of fun to do that. But I also realize it can be a great distraction. So you will be in service to Chamber, and always use this as a guideline for when we're making decisions and managing the company, that it's about our realization. And that this coming year, I think we're really going to see that's starting to come to fruition. And that's good news and difficult news. I know Adamus has been talking to me saying one of the things that we have to be prepared for as an organization is to handle the challenges of what it's like to be a true master, to be enlightened and to still be in this world. And I know every one of you has had at least a little bit of a taste of that, what it's like to look at the news and deal with going out shopping and dealing with
Jeff, you can't even handle Costco.
I can handle Costco on Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock. I happened to go the other day right before the holidays. Oh, my God. And everybody's sampling food. Get out of my way. Eat at home. Don't go to the store to eat.
Some horrid woman rammed him in the back with the cart.
I got stroller burns twice. I'm about boom. Jeez. Like you, we are personally here for realization. Linda and myself, the staff, would never stand on a pedestal and say that, we were fully enlightened, because we know we're going through it with all of you. And that's the true joy. That's the absolute true joy. If Linda and I are teachers, you're teachers as well, and vice versa. So we're kind of in this together. And that's what I love about it.
It's my favorite.
Like you, it's our choice and our dream. This is, I know, what I came to the planet for in this lifetime, to be with you, to work with you, to cry and to laugh with you, and to go into our enlightenment. So now comes the time for realization. As Adamus keeps telling us, this is it. There's no more going back. There's no more wavering. There's no more sitting on the fence, one foot in and one foot out, saying, I'm not sure if I want to do it. This is really the time of realization. And to me, it kind of comes because we, all of us, we trust ourselves, we allow, and we realize. That's really what it comes down to. And I want to add one more thing before we go on break. This actually was written by Alain Boulay and presented to the staff. And we didn't do anything with it for a little while, but it seems so appropriate to bring it out now. The Crimson Circle Creed. It's a little wordy, but I'll try to read fast. It says, the Crimson Circle acknowledges the inalienable sovereign spirit of the individual. We realize that humanity has entered a period of expanded consciousness. Many humans have a deep desire to experience themselves free of the limits imposed by their past or by other people, and with the freedom to create as they choose, to love themselves and others, and to experience life in joyful abundance. Crimson Circle is in service to those allowing their divine integration by making inspiring information easily accessible through venues, whether in the physical or virtual dimensions, where beings of kindred spirit can experience community and acceptance without formal rules or structures, or membership, I should add. Our loving service is to provide ongoing guidance and support for humans around the world to experience and embody their mastery. And so it is. So I thought that was really beautiful. So Linda and I and the staff always invite any of your questions about Crimson Circle, about whether it's the business side, whether it's the energetic side. We always welcome your questions. We don't often get them. Bonnie every once in a while gets some, but please let us know if you have any questions. But the bottom line is that we're here for each and every one of you, and we're here for our embodied enlightenment. And 2015 is going to be an amazing and sometimes challenging year.
Really?
So, really. So let's take a deep breath of that. We're going to take a coffee break. We'll be back in 25 minutes. We have a lot of food and chocolate and everything here for those of you watching it online. Please
thank you.
Run to your kitchens now. Get your food. Be back in 25 minutes for Adamus and
thank
Johan.
Thank you,
all
everyone.
Right. Thank you.